Welcome once again to Upfront Soul. It is my honor to be your host, Sanguine Fromage, spinning the tunes for you. Another 60 minutes of funk, soul, and jazz coming your way. But first, I wanted to let you know how you can get in touch with me. If you might have a request or a question, or you just want to greet me here in the studio, you can find me out there under the show name Upfront Soul on all of those social media platforms, love them or leave them. And I will be getting to some of your requests very shortly, but first, Anthony Joseph, calling England home.
Since 1949, West London jaw grind, take it easy. We saw him, you saw him, walking along the canal last night. And what a joy to buck up upon him at the carnival today. To hear him speak about the dancers and the bands at the Paramount. The spots you couldn't mix with white in or dance in. Remembering London. How we been slapped so hard with the lash. Sam Salvon say. And it take him 60 years before he could call England. Time longer than twine. So long ago, he don't remember being a child. Just a suit and steamer trunk upon a ship which took a good 6 weeks to cross. We sat at his kitchen table and I filmed him on the sly, but he wasn't saying much. At least nothing I could put in a poem. Instead, he showed me photographs. With the dashiki and the fez, with Michael X at the ambience. Yeah. Outside, the night came in. And we had moved so far away from calling England. Longer than home since 1989. Remember Harleston in the springtime. I used to walk from Cricklewood to Marylebone High Street to cut up meat, to punch outdoor. I was never asked to wait tables or to serve scones or coffee. I worked in the basement But I soon learned to tie my apron in a way which retained some dignity. And in my first summer above the corner shop, I listened to Rare Groove on pirate radio. I was flung so far from any notion of nation. How long do you have to live in a place before you can call it home?
Thank you. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, against the white walls, TV antennas in the back, you may not have a car. Brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. The white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand. Just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Drive a great big Cadillac, against the white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car. Brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Thank you.
William Devon, be thankful for what you got. Kamasi Washington in the middle, final thought. That's from the Epic radio edits, and we started with some poetry from Anthony Joseph, calling England home. Shabaka Hutchings, now known as Shabaka, behind him on a lot of those tracks on that great album called The Rich Are Only Defeated When Running for Their Lives. Next, we'll hear Gregory Porter with 1960 What here on Upfront Soul.
Hey, the Motor City is burning. That ain't right. 1960, hey, the Motor City is burning, y'all. That ain't right. People standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. Shots rang out. Yes, it was a gun. He was the only one to fall down, y'all. That ain't right. Then his people scream, ain't no need for sunlight. Ain't no need for moonlight. Ain't no need for street light. 'Cause it's burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight. 'Cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City is burning, y'all. With three pieces of black licorice in his hand, y'all. Mr. Policeman thought it was a gun, thought it was the one, shot him down, y'all. That ain't right. Then his mama screamed, ain't no need for sunlight. Ain't no need for moonlight. Ain't no need for street lights. It's burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight. 'Cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who, 1960 what, 1960 who, 19. Hey, the Motor City's burning. Great God Almighty is, great God Almighty is burning. Can't put out the fire because it's burning. Nineteen sixty who, 1960 what, 1960 who, 1960 what, 1960 who, 1960 what, 1960 who, 1960 what, 1960 who, 1960 The Motor City is burning, y'all. That ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City is burning, y'all. That ain't right. There was a man, voice of a people, standing on the balcony of a Lorraine Motel. Shots rang out. Yes, it was a gun. He was the only one to fall down, y'all. That ain't right. Then his people scream, ain't no need for sunlight. Ain't no need for moonlight. Ain't no need for street light. Cause it's burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight. Cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City's burning. The Motor City is burning. Great God Almighty is burning. Great God Almighty is burning. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, 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 it's burning. Can't you see that it's burning? Hey, hey. Mm-hmm. 1960 what? 1960 who? 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 1960 what? That ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right.
Stretching out with Gregory Porter, 1960, what? Well, you may well say, what? After you hear this next tune, if you haven't been looking forward to it all year, as some of us do, it's none other than Cheech and Chong bringing you Santa Claus and His Old Lady here on Upfront Soul.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bone in his, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah,
he's
I played
not...
with that dude, too. Man. No, yeah, he's man. A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine and she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks. Oh, man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they flight across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got 'em off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man.
Yeah,
man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
Yeah. that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus.
And when she died, they paid me double. Found my boss where he don't live, and he give me money for that negative. Now, who said ain't no Santa Claus?
I did.
Who said there ain't no Santa Claus? Who said there ain't no Santa Claus?
I took some money and had a spree, and now the state give me boy three. Now doing time, it ain't much fun, but I got a friend who give me a gun. Now who said ain't no Santa Claus?
I did.
I ain't heard no sleigh bells ring or seen no reindeer fly, but all them nice things happening don't just drop from the sky. Now some folks just ain't got no faith to lie in a hard way, but I believe in Santa Claus. How lucky can I get?
Who said there ain't no Santa Claus? Who said there ain't no Santa Claus?
They must like me pretty well, cause now I got my own self. They dressed me up and they cut my hair, and now they're gonna give me the chair.
I told you so.
Ron Holden and the Thunderbirds asking the musical question, who say there ain't no Santa Claus? You can find that on Bummed Out Christmas. Louis Armstrong and the Commanders, "That You, Santa Claus," sending that one out to the listener in the front row. And we started the set with Cheech and Chong, "Santa Claus and His Old Lady." The flip side of that one is Cheech and Chong covering "The Fugs Couldn't Get High," and the label features them smoking a Norway spruce. We have time for one more set here on this edition of Upfront Soul. We'll be getting to David's Mojo Nixon request and Chihiro's request for Enfrickery in just a moment, but first, it is Christmas time, and we can't really let this time of the year go by without Louis Armstrong reading to us "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." You got Upfront Soul.
This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. Well, out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the house top the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancing, the pawing of each little hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like Aretha. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. A very good night." And that goes for Satchmo too. Thank you.
Debbie Gibson is ready with my two-headed love child. Secretly married out in Las Vegas, and a little bit of chapel Joe Collins made us. Rootin' tootin' ain't high for loot.
Hendrickery there, going out to Chihiro by request, and also sending it out to Neko Kokoko, Emo, Iris, and all those Japanese funk fans tuned in. It's Crystal Light from Hybrid Funk. Mojo Nixon going out by special request for David. Debbie Gibson is pregnant with my two-headed love child. You can find that on Root Hog or Die. And we started the set with Louis Armstrong, the great Satchmo, reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Behind me, you have been hearing the Kashmir Stage Band, Do Your Thing. And we're about to close the show with Sam Cooke, Having a Party. Thank you for having a party with me. I hope you'll stay tuned. Tune in again next week, and whatever you do, always keep in mind, if you get knocked down, don't stay down. Get up and get down. Upfront Soul comes to you from Community Radio, WERU-FM, Blue Hill, Maine, Wabanaki Territory.
If you want to love one somewhere, keep on having that party, Sam. If you feel good all alone, ride to the radio sometime. Ride in the car and the radio's on. Keep on having that party. Ah, I gotta go now.
How that sound, Sam?
That sounds nice.